Hey everybody, Steve Jarrett here with the Corpus Christi Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called, What Diseases Do Rodents Commonly Spread in Corpus Christi? You know that scratching sound in your walls that keeps you up at night? Well, it might be doing more than just interrupting your beauty sleep. Here in Corpus Christi, we're seeing a surge in rodent-borne diseases, and most folks don't realize the health risks until they're already dealing with a full-blown problem. Let me break down the top three diseases we're seeing in our area. First up is hantavirus, which our local mice are particularly fond of carrying. Think of these little guys as tiny biological warfare agents. They don't even need to bite you to cause trouble. Just stirring up dust where they've been can expose you to this nasty virus. Then there's our old friend Salmonella. Those little dark rice-shaped droppings aren't just unsightly. They're like tiny toxic time bombs in your pantry. And let's talk about leptospirosis. Rats leave this lovely parting gift in standing water. After our famous Corpus Christi rain showers, those puddles might be hiding more than just mosquito larvae. Now, how do you know if you've got unwanted roommates? Besides the obvious droppings near your Rice Krispies, look for teeth marks on your baseboards. These aren't tiny wood carvers we're dealing with. If your usually calm cat is suddenly acting like they've had three espressos, or you're hearing the pitter-patter of tiny feet at midnight, it's time to pay attention. In Corpus, certain areas are like an all-inclusive resort for rodents. Our beautiful coastal properties? Rodent paradise. Those charming older neighborhoods downtown? Rat real estate heaven. And don't get me started on areas near restaurant districts. It's like an all-you-can-eat buffet for these critters. Let me tell you about something that happened just last summer. A family right here in town didn't think much about the occasional rustling in their pantry until their little one came down with Salmonella. Turns out, they had a whole rat family helping themselves to their groceries. The signs were there. They just didn't know what to look for. Here's what you need to do today. Get down on your hands and knees and check your foundation for any holes bigger than a quarter. That's all these acrobats need to squeeze through. Store your food in metal or glass containers. Plastic is just a rodent's chew toy. And if you spot any of those warning signs we talked about, don't wait. Call a professional before these uninvited guests throw a house party at your expense. This has been Steve Jarrett with the Corpus Christi Rodent Control Show.